Welcome to Blazing Language. Today's episode is language immersion necessary? When someone decides to take up a new language, one of the first questions they often ask is language immersion necessary? There is a long-standing romanticized image of the language learner, a person who quits their job, packs a single suitcase, and moves to a small village in a foreign country. They spend their days sitting in sun-drenched cafes, chatting with locals, and magically soaking up the language through some sort of linguistic osmosis. While that sounds like a wonderful adventure, for most adults with careers, families, and established lives, it is simply not a realistic path. This leads many to wonder if they can ever truly become proficient without that total 24-hour-a-day experience. To answer whether immersion is necessary, we first have to define what immersion actually is. In the traditional sense, immersion means being physically surrounded by the language in a country where it is spoken. However, in the context of modern language acquisition, immersion is less about your physical location and more about the quality and quantity of the language you are hearing and seeing every day. The goal of immersion is to provide your brain with enough data to start recognizing patterns, sounds, and meanings without the need for constant translation. This is why some people can live in a foreign country for years and never learn the language, while others become highly proficient from the comfort of their own homes. The core of effective language learning is a concept known as comprehensible input. This term, coined by linguists, refers to language that you can understand even if you do not know every single word or grammar rule being used. When you hear or read something that is just slightly above your current level, your brain uses the context, your existing knowledge, and the situation to fill in the gaps. This is how we naturally acquired our first language as children. We weren't handed grammar workbooks in the cradle. We were surrounded by people speaking to us in ways we could slowly piece together. Immersion is simply a way to maximize this intake of comprehensible input. For an adult learner, the traditional sink or swim immersion can often feel more like sinking. Being dropped into a high-pressure environment where you understand nothing can be overwhelming and discouraging. It triggers a high level of anxiety, which linguists call the affective filter. When this filter is high, your brain essentially shuts down its ability to acquire new information. This is why a calm, sustainable approach is often far more effective than a high-pressure one. If you can find ways to immerse yourself in the language through content that is interesting and understandable, you lower that stress and allow your brain to do the work of acquisition naturally. This is where the idea of creating your own environment comes in. You do not need to move across the world to experience the benefits of immersion. You can build a daily habit of listening and reading that provides the same results over time. The key is to find resources that bridge the gap between complete beginner material and native-level content. Listening practice is particularly vital in this process. When you listen to the language, you aren't just learning words. You are learning the rhythm, the melody, and the cultural soul of the people who speak it. You are training your ears to distinguish sounds that might not exist in your native tongue. As an adult, your time is valuable, and your learning should be something that adds value to your life rather than becoming another stressful chore. Sustainable habits are built by integrating the language into your existing routine. This might mean listening to a story while you commute, doing the dishes, or taking a morning walk. By making the language a background companion to your daily life, you are providing yourself with consistent, low-pressure exposure. This steady stream of input is often more effective than a few hours of intense study once a week because it keeps the language fresh in your mind and allows for long-term retention. Cultural understanding plays a massive role in this journey as well. Language does not exist in a vacuum. It is a reflection of the history, values, and humor of the culture it belongs to. When you learn through culture, the language becomes more than just a set of rules to follow. It becomes a living, breathing tool for connection. Understanding the context of a phrase or the cultural significance of a certain word makes the learning process more engaging and memorable. It transforms the experience from a task into a journey of discovery. Finding the right materials to support this journey can be a challenge. You want content that is sophisticated enough for an adult mind, but accessible enough to remain comprehensible. This is why Blazing Language podcasts are designed to be a natural part of your routine. By offering content that focuses on cultural stories and real-world use, These podcasts provide the kind of listening practice that supports natural acquisition. They allow you to immerse yourself in the language and culture at your own pace, providing that necessary input without the need for a plane ticket. So, is language immersion necessary? If we mean physical immersion in a foreign land, the answer is no. But if we mean immersing your mind in the sounds and stories of the language, then the answer is a resounding yes. The most successful learners are those who find ways to make the language a consistent, enjoyable part of their lives. They don't wait for a trip abroad to start engaging with the world. They bring the world to them through listening, reading, and curiosity. In the end, the most effective way to learn is the one you can stick with for the long term. By focusing on comprehensible input and cultural immersion at home, you take the pressure off yourself to perform. You allow yourself the space to be a learner, to listen deeply, and to gradually build a connection with another culture. Language learning is not a race to some imaginary finish line of perfection. It is a lifelong habit of exploration that begins the moment you decide to start listening.